The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 197, Irish Drinking Songs Top 20. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world, usually Ireland, Scotland, or one of the other Celtic nations. We don't travel on big tour buses or anything like that. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some Celtic music into our home and as we go out to pubs as well. The 2015 trip is now filled up, but I am looking for thoughts on 2016. If you'd like to help me decide where we're going to go, subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com.
As I was going over the far famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrelland. His money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and I then produced my rapier. So stand and deliver, for you are my bold deceiver. My shirring, na ma doo da ma da. Wake fall a daddy o, wake fall a daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar.
I counted out his money and it was a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would see me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy.
Mushering, na-ma-do-da-ma-da. White fall a daddy o, white fall a daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar.
I went up to my chamber, hope for to take the slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter.
Mushering, na-ma-do-da-ma-da. White fall a daddy o, white fall a daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar.
It was early in the morning, just before I rose to travel. Up comes a band of footmen, likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, but she stole away me rapier. And I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken.
Mushering, na-ma-do-da-ma-da. White fall the daddy-o, white fall the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
Well, some take delight in the carriages a-rolling, and others take delight in the hurling and the bowling. But I take delight in the juice of the barley, and calling pretty fair mates in the morning bright and early.
Mushering, na-ma-do-da-ma-da. White fall the daddy-o, white fall the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
If anyone can aid me, it's my brother in the army. If I can find his station
in Cork or in Killarney,
and if he'll go with me, we go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than my only sporting Jenny.
Mushering, na-ma-do-da-ma-da. White fall a daddy-o, white fall a daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Mushering, na-ma-do-da-ma-da. White fall a daddy-o, white fall the daddy-o. That's whiskey in the jar.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and I am a Celtic musician and your podcast host. To start this show off, I want to let you know what this show is all about. As I said at the beginning, it is Irish Drinking Songs Top 20, and basically what I did is I decided I wanted to do an Irish Drinking Songs show. I've never done one on this podcast. I did it for the Pub Songs podcast, and I'll put a few links into some of those shows of some of the awesome episodes that I did there. But I've never done one in this episode, and so I wanted to do a show of just drinking songs. So there are no tunes in this show. It's a bunch of drinking songs. In fact, a lot of the songs I originally learned from this little cassette I found at Half Price Books in Austin, Texas, and it was called Irish Drinking Songs. And it was a live recording. Apparently the band, I think, is out of Canada. I later have doing a little research trying to figure out who this band was, and I still don't know the name of the band, but it was just called Irish Drinking Songs, and it was a fun 25-minute cassette. The whole length of the album was like 25 minutes, and they just bam, 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 one drinking song after another, and it's a lot of fun. And I'll put a link to it in the show notes, because it's a great little album. If you want a fun one, you can get it through iTunes or Amazon, and it's really cheap too. I mean, the digital version, or I don't know if they have the CD. I haven't really looked, but I know they have the digital version, and it's awesome. So check it out. So that's what this show is going to be all about. I had a lot of fun putting together the set list for the week, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. And we started off with Dún Éingus with Whiskey in the Jar from Fortified, and we're going to continue. The next song is The Sorry Lot with Black Velvet Band from The Sorry Lot.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, when apprenticed in trade I was bound, and many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. And then bad misfortune befell me, and it caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and companions, to follow that black velvet band. As I was out strolling one evening, not intending to stay very long, well, I met with a frolicsome damsel as she came tripping along. Oh, what she pulled from her pocket, and she slipped it right into my hand.
Out amongst a bloody bundle it was stolen. In the heat locality something crossed me mind. When I looked behind a bundle could I find. Only sniffed a while and I fired up the rope. Said me kind of broke, was not much to know. On the rocky road to Dublin,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Pumped the hair and towed her on the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, I fell out here. Upon me way, my spirits never fail, and landed on the quay. Just a ship was sailing, captain had me run, said no room had he, and then I jumped aboard. Moves bound for Paddy, and down amongst the pigs, learned some hearty tricks, danced some hearty jigs. The once around was bubbling up to Hollyhead, wishing I was better for better off instead. For the rocky road to Dublin,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Pumped the hair and turned it down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, wax will out here. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. The voice of the doctor when he saves the land, he called me some a fool. I could no longer stand it, but began to boil. Temporary was losing when old Aaron's up. They began abusing her, off her house was up. Let my shelly flap, go with boys when they knew I was a hobbling and with a loud hooray. Joining the affray, but soon we cleared the way for the rocky road to Dublin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Up the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, back to the road. Yeah, yeah.
It's all for me beer and tobacco, but I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. But across the western ocean I must wander.
Oh, where are me boots? Me noggin, noggin boots.
They've all gone for beer and tobacco.
For the heels they are worn out, and the toes are kicked about, and the soles are looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco, for I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
And where is me shirt? Me noggin noggin shirt.
It's all gone for beer and tobacco.
For the colour is all worn, and the sleeves they are all torn, and the tail it's looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco, for I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
And now where is me crew? Me bloody blasted crew!
They've all gone for beer and tobacco.
Well, they left me on the shore, and they left me bloody poor. Now my ship is sailing up for better weather.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco, for I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
Well, I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed since first I came ashore from me slumber. I spent all me loot in a house of ill repute. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco, for I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, 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 jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco, for I spent all me tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander.
I got home on Monday night, as drunk as drunk could be. I saw a horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be. So I called me wife and I said to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside my door, where my horse ought to be? Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. I traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, sure I've never seen before. And as I got home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind my door, where my coat ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns that coat behind my door, where my coat ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely blanket that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket sure I've never seen before. As I got home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe beside my chair, where my pipe ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns that pipe beside my chair, where my pipe ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle, sure I'd never seen before. As I got home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my boots ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the boots beneath the bed, where my boots ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That is two geranium pots me mother sent to me. I traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but laces on geranium pots I've never seen before. And as I got home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed, where my head ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the head upon the bed, where my head ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely baby that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but whiskers on a baby, sure I've never seen before. Except on Mark sometimes, but we'll skip that.
What?
As I got home on Saturday night, as drunk could be, I saw two hands up on her breasts, where my hands ought to be. So I called me wife and I says to her,
"Hey wife,
will you kindly tell to me, who owns the hands up on your breasts, where my hands ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely nightgown that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but fingers on a nightgown sure I've never seen before. And as I got home on Sunday night, as drunk could be, I saw a lad sneaking out the back, a quarter after three.
2:45.
2:45? Okay. So I called me wife and I says to her, "Will you kindly tell to me?"
No way. Hey, wife! Oh, wait, that's the whole thing.
Who was that lad sneaking out the back a quarter after three? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That was just the tax man that the queen she sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but an Englishman it can last till three I've never seen before. Or 2:45, whichever one is. All right, yes, that's right.
That's true, too. You know, I missed that last "Hey, wife." I'm not used to shouting that.
Yeah, you're not very good at your "Hey's," are you?
Huh? Hey. I resent that comment.
Okay.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me, buckle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get ye ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering's to be. In the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pikes upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. With your pikes upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Out so many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely crew. In a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. In a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. There beside that singing river, that dark mass of men was seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching two. And her army voice for freedom, tis the rising of the moon. Oh, the rising of the moon, oh, the rising of the moon. In her army voice for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
After the Starry Lot was Stout Pounders with Rocky Road to Dublin from Three Drink Minimum. Then came the Poxy Boggards with All For Me Grog from Body Parts. And the Brobdingnagian Bards with Seven Drunken Nights from the Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Songs. You want a good album of Irish drinking songs? It's well rated all over the net, so check it out. And then came Terry Griffith. Oh, I should say that was my band, my old band here. And then came Terry Griffith with Rising of the Moon from Songs from the Pub, which is a favorite on one of my Pub Songs podcast episodes. I did a show, and it's really been listened to a lot on YouTube. And that was the song I think that kicked off that entire show. So rockin' version of that song. Some Celtic music news. First off, I do want to thank all the patrons of this podcast. And this week we have a couple new ones. That is Katie and Don. You are awesome. Thank you so much for supporting the show. I can't tell you how much it helps keep me motivated and making sure I get shows out quickly and excitedly for you. And of course, this show, of course, is going to comes out on Thursdays now, in case you didn't notice from your feed. But I hope you got it. And if you're not subscribed to the Celtic Music Magazine, sign up to that as well, because I'll be sending out notices every Thursday reminding you the newest show is out. And this week, I think it's kind of funny. You can't see it, but my hands are dancing around as I said that. I'm getting into this, you know, this show, trying to having fun here. This week on the Celtic Interviews podcast, my other show at CelticInterviews.com, there's an interview with the Dublin Harpers, which I posted on Saturday. I hope you enjoy that little interview. I had a great time chatting with them. I'm trying to put out new interviews each and every week, but I need to start collecting some new interviews. So if there's a band you'd like me to talk to, drop me a line. That'd be kind of interesting. I wouldn't mind hearing who you want me to talk to, or not just bands, but anything. You know, if they're a business, an artist, an author, if they're Celtic, doing something Celtic, you know, related to our culture, then I want to hear about it. So drop me a line. March 1st, my album, St. Patrick's Day Songs for Kids, goes live. It's got a lot of fun songs, not just traditional Irish songs, but just a bunch of songs that I love and that my daughter loves as well. So I thought I'd share with that. Episode 200 is going to come out on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2015. It is a big episode, 200 episodes of this podcast. Wow, holy moly. Can you believe it? I'd love your comments. You can leave a voicemail if you want. Call 678-235-8763. And that's all we got. Next up, we have Bedlam Bards with Johnny Jump Up from Furious Fancy.
Let me tell you a story that happened to me one day while I was down at York by the sea. Sun, it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, you quite fine, but it knew me no harm. Well, I went in and asked for a bottle of stout. Said the barkeep to me,
all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey, try patty, and yes, and know what?
Says I, you try cider, I heard that it's good. Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110. Fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had a drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. Well, after leaving the dirt, I went back to the yard, where I bumped into Profi, the big civic guard.
Come here to me, lad, don't you know I'm the law?
So he up with me fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. But it wasn't I hit him, it was a Johnny Jump Up. Next thing I saw down in York by the sea was a cripple on crutches, and he said to me,
I'm a beard for my life, I'll be hit by a cart. Won't you help me on over to the longshoreman's bar?
After drinking a quart of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced in the street.
Woo!
Singing never, oh never, oh never again. If I live to be 100 or 110. Fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had a drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. Well, I went back to Bedlam, a friend for to see. Well, they call it the madhouse near Cork Cannery. By the time I got there, the truth I did tell. They had that poor booger locked up in a cell. Now the jailer, he said,
say these words if you can.
Around the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Now tell him I'm not crazy, tell him I'm not mad. It's only a sip of the cider I had. Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110. Fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had a drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. Well, a man died in Union by the name of McCrack, and they washed him and they laid him outside on his back. And after O'Connor his measurements did take, his wife took him home for a bloody fine wake. About 12 o'clock, and the beer was high, when the corpse he sets up, and he says with a sigh,
I can't get to heaven, he won't let me up,
till I bring him a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never again, if I live to be 100 or 110. Fell to the ground and I couldn't get up. Had a drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up.
Thank you.
visit to my first and only love. She is fair as any lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, crying, "Johnny, I love you still." She was a farmer's daughter, the pride of Spencer Hill. Well, I dreamed I heard a gift, as in the days of yore. She said, "Johnny, you're only joking," as many the time before. And the cock crew in the morning, he grew both loud and thrilled. And I woke in California, yeah, many miles from Spencer Hill.
Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Well, every man got roaring drunk, some still not sober yet. As long as that bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Well, old Leary came with the bagpipes, some music for to play. Oh, that's how they showed their respect for Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a silly shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Now Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, while Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put that bottle on the corpse to keep that liquor cold. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a silly shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. At 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying a jug, well, Doyle lifts that icebox lid and sees poor Patty's mug. And we stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time. And at 3:15, we argued it was 9. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a silly shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. At 8 o'clock in the morning, we finally left the house. Everyone but poor old Mrs. Murphy was out south. And someone asked Lou Milligan if anyone had died. Well, Lou says he, I'm not quite sure, I just came for the ride. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a silly shame, winked at one another. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. We stopped the hearse on George Street in the old red door saloon. Yes, we went in there at 8:15, didn't come out till noon. And we marched along to the graveyard, so holy and sublime. But when we got to the grave, we found we'd left poor Pat behind. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a silly shame, winked at one another. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, that's how they showed their respects to Paddy Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a silly shame, winked at one another. Every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Oh, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
After Bedlam Bards came Doggy Dyke. That was Spansel Hill from some live recordings that were sent to me a few years back. And then came Bourbon and Shamrocks with Wild Rover from Crack. Finally, Jonathan Ramsey with The Night Paddy Murphy Died. I want your feedback. You can post comments on our Facebook fan page or call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763.
Hi, Mark. My name is Casey Riley from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm a really big fan of your Irish and Celtic music podcast. I also listen to it at work. I'm an elementary music teacher, and some of your shows I actually play for my students while they're working on some of their projects in the background. We've had a lot of snow in the Northeast lately, so I've been catching up on some shows, and the show number 176 called September Reels, you played a song called Cushy McCoy by the Irish Balladeers, and I happen to know those guys. Chuck Rogers, one of my very, very good friends, one of the founding members of that group, passed away last Saturday night, and I thought I would give you a call and just let you know that one of the founding members of the Irish Balladeers had passed away, Chuck Rogers. Bob Rogers is a really good friend of mine, too, and they're going to still try to play here and there and do what they can, but we're really missing Chuck. But thanks for playing them. Thanks for reaching out and finding them, and I'm glad somebody was able to give you a cassette tape that had one of their songs on it. So they're a bunch of good guys, and we miss Chuck dearly. It's only been a week, but we miss him terribly. So thanks again for all you do and for all that you do to promote Celtic music. And there's a Celtic festival in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It should be May 16th and 17th, or May 17th and 18th, 2015. So maybe we'll either see you there, or maybe we'll hear from you about that. Anyway, take care. Keep doing what you're doing. God bless. Sláinte.
Hey, Casey, thank you so much for calling in and letting me know that, number one, you listened to the show, and also letting me know about Chuck Rogers of the Irish Balladeers. They were a great influence for me. I absolutely love their music, and it's terrible to hear that they have lost one of their members, and I hope that the others will live long, happy lives. And keep playing, too, because I absolutely loved them, like I said, in the episode that you mentioned. So I think as a tribute, I do want to, one of the songs that I think is a great drinking song, and it's been covered by a bunch of bands because it's brilliant. It's just a brilliant song, and as I understand, it was written by one of the members of the Irish Balladeers. Someone could probably tell me who that was. This is Sons of Molly from the Molly Maguires by the Irish Balladeers.
If you stand in the dark with your ear to the wind, you can hear the Sons of Molly. Deep in the dark of the old green shack, you can smell the smoke and fire. And the whisper low in the mines below is the ghost of Molly Maguire. Now I'll tell you, boy, Doyle is my name, and I come from Carbon County. And I shot the boss of the lands for mine, and my soul is up for bounty. But I will die with my head held high, for I fought for the men below. The men who sleep and sweat and die down in the black hellhole. Now I'll tell you, boys, Edward Kelly is my name, and I'm hanging in the morning. For I shot Jack Jones for skin in my bone, and I curse the sound of morning. But I will die with my head held high, for I fought for the men below. Men who sleep and sweat and die down in that black hellhole. Now I'll tell you, boys, Alex Campbell is my name, and no pistol did I fire. But I will fall from the gallows wall just for being a Molly Maguire. But I will die with my head held, for I fought for the men below. The men who slave and sweat and die down in that black hellhole. When the wind blows wild at night as the breaker melancholy, if you stand in the dark with your ear to the wind, you can hear the Sons of Molly. Deep in the dark of the old mine shaft, you can smell the smoke and fire. And the whisper low in the mines below, 'tis the ghost of Molly Maguire. 'Tis the ghost of Molly Maguire.
I'm a buxom fine widow, I live in a spot in Dublin, they call it the Kiln. Me shop and me stall are laid out on the street, and me palace consists of one room. At Patrick Street corner for 35 years I've stood by my stall, that's no lie. And while I stood there, sure nobody would dare to say black was the white of me eye. You may travel from Clare to the county Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom, but where would you see a fine widow like me Vinnie Mulligan, the pride of the CUNY boys. Vinnie Mulligan, pride of the CUNY. I sell apples and oranges, nuts and sweet peas, bananas and sugar sticks sweet. Saturday night, I sell second-hand clothes from the floor of me stall in the street. I sell fish on a Friday laid out on the board, fresh mackerel and lovely ray. The best is me herring, the finest fresh herring that once swam in dear Dublin Bay. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. But where would you see a fine widow like me? Vinnie Mulligan, pride of the CUNY boys. Vinnie Mulligan, pride of the CUNY. Son Mick, and he's great on the flute. He plays in the Longford Street Band. It would do your heart good but to see him march out when the band goes to Dollymount Strand. In the park on a Sunday, I make quite a dash. The neighbors look on in surprise. With me Aberdeen shawl, you bought it so tall, I dazzle the sight of your eyes. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. But where would you see a fine widow like me? Vinnie Mulligan, the pride of the CUNY boys. Vinnie Mulligan, the pride of the CUNY.
When I go home that the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle of Belfast City. She is a cotton, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. Albert Mooney says the loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Up at the door and ringing a bell, singing, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings in her fingers, bells in her toes. Oh, Johnny Murray says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the rolling knife. I'll tell my ma when I go home that the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull my hair, stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's a belle of Belfast City. She is a cotton, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow come travelling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. I'll tell my ma when I go home that the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pulled my hair, I stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's a belle of Belfast City. She is a cotton, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she. I'll tell my ma when I go home that the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's a belle of Belfast City. She is a cotton, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she.
As I rode by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the sea water and smell the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Come and take me away, boys, me time's not long. Wrap me up in the oilskins and blankets, no more on the docks will be seen. Just tell me on shipmates, taking my trip, mate, I'll see you someday in fairness green. Now fairness shipmates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. And when you're in talk and the long trip is through, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lasses there too. The girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and there's bottles of rum growing on every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskin and blankets, and pour on the docks and we see. Just tell the old shipmates I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp or a hammer, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good floor and sea. I'll play the old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and blankets, no more on the docks till we see. Just tell the old shipmates I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Wrap me up in the oilskins and blankets, no more on the docks till we see. Just tell the old shipmates I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
After the Irish Balladeers was the Wild Clover Band with Biddy Mulligan from Behind the Blarney. Then came Jim Brannigan with A Tell My Ma from the Hills of Margaree. Then Melanie Grubin with Fiddler's Green from Market Day. The St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival is coming soon. It kicks off on, I think it's March 8th with Burning Bridget Cleary. They'll be doing a live streaming concert via Concert Window at a venue. I'm not sure exactly where that's going to be either, but you can find out details at stpatricksdayparty.net/festival. If you're wondering what this is all about, basically, I wanted to put together an event where Celtic musicians could perform live online for your entertainment. And it's all going to be, you can streaming concerts basically. And, there's a whole bunch of shows that will be happening, and I'm trying to share these shows through this website. That's the basic idea. On March 17th, there will also be some pre-recorded shows that will pop up as well. And I hope we'll be able to bring a lot more excitement and anticipation for this festival. And I hope you'll help me spread the news. It's at stpatricksdayparty.net/festival. So please tell someone, let them know that they're on St. Patrick's Day. This is going to happen. I'll be posting more information in the Celtic Music Magazine newsletter. So stay tuned for that. We have just one more big set to go. We're going to rock it up with Hair of the Dog, Tim Finnegan's Wake from Release the Hounds.
Tim Finnegan lived on Walking Street, a gentle Irishman by the yard. He had the brogue, both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. Now Tim had a bit of the tippler's way, with the love for the liquor he was born. And to get him off on the work each day, hey, to drop the crater every morn. La la la, let's keep our new up by each other's shame. What's the day of the two? I tell you lots of fun. Finnegan's Wake. Next morning Tim felt rather full. His head was heavy and his knees were weak. He fell off the ladder and broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wake. They laid him out in a nice clean sheet and they put him up on the bed. The bottle of whiskey at his feet and a case of water at his head. Back in the down and steep on the walk of your shadow shade. Was it if the truth? I tell you lots of fun. Finnegan's Wake. Tim's friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought out tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. The widow Malone began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Oh, Timmy, darling, why did you die? Shut your mouth, said Paddy McGee. Back with a dollar, let's see if I blew up the entire shade. What's the name for two? I tell you lots of fun, if Finnegan's Wake. Maggie Malone, he took back the job of Biddy's and she, or I'm sure. She gave her a belt in the jaw and left her sprawling on the floor. And the ward of to engage. It was woman to woman and man to man. She lady love was now the rage. Now an eruption soon began. Next to your partner, what the lion's head or shame? Was it if the truth had tied like some vomit? Then he gets away from Mickey Maloney. Ducked his head with a bottle of whiskey, blew at him. Whiskey hit him on the bed. Whiskey splattered over Tim. Be God, he revives. See how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising from the bed. Tim said, wailing your whiskey to run like blazes, thundering lightning, you think I's dead? Back for the down, it's to your partner, well, the lion shatters shade. Was it if the truth I'd tell you, that's a part of when he gets back? Back for the down, it's to your partner, well, the lion shatters shade. Was it if the truth I'd tell you, that's a part of when he gets back?
At the pub on the crossroads, there's whiskey and beer. There's brandy from cognac that's fragrant but dear. But for killing the thirst or for raising the gout, there's nothing at all beats a good pint of stout. Drink it up, men, it's long after ten. At the pub on the crossroads I first went astray, where I drank enough porter to fill Galway Bay. Going up in the morning I wore out me shoes, going up to the cross for a pint of good booze. Drink it up, men, it's long after ten. I've wandered in England, I've wandered in France. At the sound of good music, I'll sing and I'll dance. So hear me then, mister, and pour me one more. If I can't drink it up, then throw me out the door. Drink it up, men, it's long after ten. The water think whiskey is fine. Others will swear by the juice of the vine. There's nothing that squeezed from the grape or the hop like the black liquidation with the froth on the top. Drink it up, men, it's long after ten. Guinness is porter that has me this way, for it's sweeter than buttermilk and stronger than tea. But when in the morning I feel kinda rough, they curse on Lord Ivy who brewed the damn stuff. Drink it up, men, it's long after ten. Drink it up, men, it's long after ten.
Sailor, what shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Hey ho, and up she rises. Hey ho, and up she rises. Hey ho, and up she rises early in the morning. What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do? Sailor, what shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Throw him in the hole with the captain's daughter. Throw him in the hole with the captain's daughter. Throw him in the hole with the captain's daughter early in the morning.
Hey ho, up she rises. Hey ho, up she rises.
sailor, what shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Shave his balls with a rusty razor, shave his balls with a rusty razor, shave his balls with a rusty razor. Sailor, what shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Hey ho, when up she rises. Hey ho, when up she rises. Hey ho, when up she rises early in the morning.
So bold, and lay my head on
But what can't be cured, love, must be endured, love. So farewell, darling, I'm going away.
We set sail from the cold cove of Cork. Down below in the hold was a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York.
She was in elegant craft, she rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the trade winds drove her.
She was spent several blasts, shot 27 masts, and we called her the Irish Rover. Bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of port. We had 8 million bales of all non-eagle tails in the hold of the Irish Rover.
From Westmeath, Carmalone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover.
And that man, Nick McCann,
from the banks of the bank,
was the skipper
of the Irish Rover.
We had sailed several years when the measles broke out and the ship lost its way in the fog.
Big fog!
Anyway, the crew was reduced down to two, was yourself and the captain's old dog.
Big dog!
And the ship struck a rock, and Lord, what a shock, the boat had turned right on over. It's turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
The last of the Irish Rover.
Hey! After Hair of the Dog was Danny Carthy with Drink It Up, Men from Stand, Look Around You. Then came Blackguards with Drunken Sailor from Standards. Then came Sheehan with Keg of Brandy from Piece by Piece. And a special thanks to Rudiger Reinhardt, who once again helps me with my Gaelic when I'm still trying to understand it, how it works. Sheehan is the name of the band. They're no longer together, but it was a fantastic album. So you get a chance. It's still selling on CD Baby, and I assume on iTunes and Amazon. I'd highly recommend it. And finally, the Bog Hoppers with Irish Rover from Top Shelf. Of course, if you enjoy this show, you can subscribe to our Celtic Music magazine, and not only are you getting a free newsletter with the latest, greatest Celtic music and podcast news, but you'll also get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. That's right. It's a free gift that I like to give out each and every year. And on March 17th also, I'm going to have some more free music, and that is my annual 17 free Celtic MP3s for St. Patrick's Day. I do this each and every year, and I want you to have it as well. And you'll get it first and foremost if you are subscribed to the Celtic Music Magazine. Of course, remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We're going to finish up one more song. This is a song by yours truly. It is Beer, Beer, Beer from my album Kilted for Her Pleasure. I hope you had a lot of fun in this week. I know I did. So I'll be back again next week. I don't know what I have planned yet, but it's going to be awesome. So don't forget to come on back. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink. He made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral of salt and over king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Curse Bar, the James Pub, the hole in the wall as well. One thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So all you lads and lasses, at 11 o'clock you stop. For 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5. Hey! He must have been an admiral of salt and or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Bushel hops stirred with a stick, the kind of lubrication to make your engine tick. 40 pints of wallop a day, keep away the quacks. It's only pence, halfpenny, and 1 and 6 in tax. A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5. Hey! He must have been an admiral of salt and or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to CelticMusicPodcast.com, where you can also join our mailing list. You can post feedback in the show notes on social media, use the hashtag CelticPodcast, or email me, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.